Brian, I have Marion here.
Hey, Marion, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Brian. You're on Long Island, okay?
I am. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm very honored.
I raised you, I'm sure.
Well, that's what I'd like to talk about. We are on the line with one of the coolest TV moms of all time, Marion Ross from Happy Days, Mrs. Cunningham. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, my dear.
So the first thing you said to me was, I raised you, I'm sure, and that's an understatement. You raised so many of us, and I'm sure throughout the years, as the world changed, maybe the stories changed as well, but what is it, do you think, about Happy Days that you'll explain in your book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise, that made everybody from generation to generation gravitate to you?
Well, of course, we had no idea it would be such a huge hit, did we? But that's when the Fonz came on, then that changed all the complexion. And I must say, we also, because of All in the Family was done live, you know, with the audience out there. So we changed. We were one camera at first, and then we changed to have an audience out there. And so that, for us to last 11 seasons, was just extraordinary.
Now, it's interesting that you say All in the Family was a factor in the success of Happy Days, because I can't think of two shows that are more opposite. Were you
Absolutely.
Looking...
Only in that they used the technique of having the audience out
okay.
there.
Were you consciously aware of staying away from that type of humor and keeping a more wholesome show?
Well, it was the technique. We were a wholesome show. We had a thing called standards and practices. Do we still have that?
I don't think so.
they would watch what you were... You know, they would monitor what you were talking about and what you were shooting.
We are on the line.
They didn't care. They didn't care, but we did, you know.
We are on the line with the amazing Marion Ross on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Her memoir is My Days, Happy and Otherwise, with a foreword by Ron Howard. It comes out on March 27th. Marion, were all of these stories easy to come to you? Did the stories come easy to you, or did you have to fact check most of them?
Oh, no, they're right there, because over the years, we've talked to people so much. It's very vital. It's never been very, mothball. Happy Days is very vital and as good as it ever was, you know, because of Henry Winkler, I think, you know.
Do you think that when you met Henry Winkler, do you think that the character was fully developed at the time, or did you all come together to help that character throughout the years?
No, really, Henry did it himself. He was able to look at himself in the mirror, have no lines at all, put his comb back in his pocket, but he would find that he was perfect. He was perfect, just the way he was.
We are on the line with Marion Ross on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Her book is My Days, Happy and Otherwise, with a foreword by Ron Howard. And I'm sure you get the question a lot, but is there one episode that stands out? Maybe not a favorite episode, but an episode where you realized that the show was successful?
That's an interesting question. Now, I think after about 2 years... and we had bits and pieces of different scripts that were, you know, being filmed at the same time. And one of our young producers called us all in his office, and he was part American Indian. And so he stood there looking like a warrior, and he said, "You all have to cooperate because we have a hit on our hands." Then we all started to laugh. And so we had a hit on our hands.
So Happy Days came out in the 70s, correct?
Yes.
But it took place in the 50s. Did that help you understand the time, being that you were from that era? Did it help you understand the character you were meant to play?
Oh, I very much was portraying the kind of woman that I was raised around in my own youth in Minnesota. We took place in Milwaukee. The show's pretended we were from Milwaukee, but I'm from a small town in Minnesota, And this was the kind of family life I was raised in.
Sure. Do you think in 2018, with so much changing, that there could be a modern version of Happy Days today?
Oh, wow. What a different world, huh? Yeah, I don't think so. It's far too different, you know.
We're on the line with the...
rougher.
We
might have not allowed the Fonz in our house, you know what I mean?
We're on the line with the amazing Marion Ross on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Mrs. Ross, I know you have many stops on this tour, and I look forward to reading your book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise, with a foreword by Ron Howard. Was there any hesitation at all on his part to do this foreword?
No, not at all. Not at all. He was very generous. In fact, everybody in the cast has contributed a chapter at the end there, and even little Aaron Moran... Who we lost Aaron, you know.
Yes.
But even Aaron she contributed to it, and Gary Marshall is now gone, and so is Tom Bosley gone. And I am 89, so it just shows you, my goodness. But I love thinking about it. I had many parts to my career, but Happy Days, of course, was the best.
Even better than SpongeBob, because when I heard your voice, and I was raising my stepson at the time, I was hysterical laughing, and I couldn't explain it to him because he was too young.
I had no idea that SpongeBob was such an important thing. I had no idea. So I'm very proud to be SpongeBob SquarePants' grandma. You know.
Well, Mrs. Ross, I could tell you what an honor, honestly, it has been to interview you. I feel like I'm talking to my mom right now.
Well, you've grown up so well. I'm so proud of you, dear. Yes.
Marion Ross, her book is My Days, Happy and Otherwise, with a foreword by Ron Howard. It's out now. Mrs. Ross, please, my best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my darling. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.